questions on Cobb.tv. Relevant questions may be aired.
Altogether, what we need to examine every day is the Kli and the light, meaning as directed as we are towards being in one desire, one intention, which is directed towards the Creator, to reveal the Creator. We need to work in that place, go to that place. Spirituality is where we're constantly being strengthened in our desires to feel that all our desires are in one point. And in that one point, according to the extent in which our desires unite, that is where the Creator is revealed. So let's try to be each time more closer towards that feeling, to this standing every moment during the lesson, during the day, not to let go of that point that this is what I want altogether. Please.
So we are in Baal Sulam's letter 10, in the second paragraph, second line, do what you can. Do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing for you before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
Again,
do what you can, and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. The most important thing before you today is the unity of friends. Exert in that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
This verse basically covers everything for us. Everything. If I don't know where to start, what to do, what to return to during the day, what I should think about any given moment, this sentence directs me from wherever I am.
The next article.
Meaning, what do we need to understand from here? That the Creator plays with us with these exercises in these ways, and during these exercises, in the middle of them, a person is enslaved to Pharaoh. He needs to feel this enslavement. But to feel doesn't mean that he needs to remain in it, but rather he needs to try as much as possible to exit it. But how does he do that if he's in enslavement? No one can run away from the control of Pharaoh. So in advance, he needs to make an agreement with his friends that they're all concerned with each other in the ten, and then the moment he's in it, he feels how the friends care and wants to awaken him and take him out of this hole that he fell into. And of course, the friends can also be in all kinds of states. That's why it has to be a commitment that a person on his own cannot do with others, but the others can. Hence, if one, each helps his friends, then eventually they can all escape this enslavement. That's one thing. Secondly, this work needs to be daily. I can seemingly examine my friend, but how do I know what's with him if I myself am in such a state? Therefore, all our work is to constantly care to the upliftment and care for the friends in the group, to see that their spirits are raised and make sure that they will be uplifted, and to the same extent they can care for me to be uplifted as well. And this is how we constantly sustain ourselves in a sense, descends, even though from above we receive descents and descents and descents. In the group we can do such relations between us that we won't feel this sense apart, but each time it'll be like left, right, in such a way. And that's how we will advance.
¿Cuál es la forma correcta de elevar el estado de ánimo del grupo?
Rob, the question is, what's the right way to raise the spirits of the group?
There's nothing greater than personal example. A personal example is actually the... He does it all. Try. And you'll see. Do it just in order to awaken the friends. Whatever you have doesn't matter. What state you're in is not important. Be like an actor, where you have to act before them in order to...
Stage, what is that?
A person starts with spiritual work from the moment he is drawn to the wisdom of Kabbalah. He already begins, only that he's still... It's like saying about a child that was just born. Is he alive? Yes. Is he in our world? Yes. But how much does he participate in our world? He doesn't participate on his own, but those who birthed him and made this body, this little body, that's how it exists. So he's in the world, yes, but not on his behalf yet. We go through all kinds of states. It's not clear to us what we're doing, in what way we're existing, from where and to where. We're still being worked upon. And Kabbalists just advise us what you should do in order to emerge into states in which you understand more, feel more, where you are aware of what's happening to you. What will you do? So they say that there's nothing to do but to enter a group. And through the system called group, which is the Batsuf, the Neshama, the soul, you'll be able to examine exactly how much you're being operated upon, how much you are operating and how much you are operating. Being operated and operating. You have no choice. You need an independent kli to even resist being made an animal. Where you want to rise above the degree of animal to the degree of speaking. The degree of speaking means that you're included in the ten. The degree of animal, you live on your own. And degree of speaking, you must have the group as your home, as your kli, as your body. That's the difference between a man and a beast. A beast is outside of connection, and man is in the connection. Very simple. And then, the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends, do this and this and this, and then you will reach the true reality, the feeling, perception, and in it you will be able to be incorporated and be a man. What's a man? That you will begin to feel and decipher what's being done to you in a way that's through the group. If it's through the group, it's already the degree of Adam. If it's not through the group, it's not the degree of Adam, it's a beast 100%. Hence, you can see the whole world and everyone resembles beasts. It's written about them that that's where they are. Where is the Adam? One who identifies with the ten, then he's incorporated in a system that's called Adam. A small system. The smallest of systems. But it somewhat resembles the system of Adam Rishon. Then it's called an Adam, a human. And that's why all of our work is to incorporate or include ourselves into Eten. And maybe another 5 or 10 years will pass, and you will hear during that time the same thing, and eventually you will agree. Eventually you will agree. It just all depends on when that will happen. Now, or 5, 10 years from now, or altogether in this lifetime or not. But you will have to do it.
How do I promise, assure that my 10 will realize the daily advice that you're giving to us?
First of all, you need to accept your 10 as a perfect 10 that is in the end of correction. And you need to do an exercise with them that you're incorporated in them as if they're true angels. And everyone is in a corrected state. 100%. If you do an exercise like that, you will feel that you're finding them in such a way. Because one who negates does so in his own flaws. And you don't have in the 10 anything more than what you depict in your corrupted vessels, of which 10 you have before you. You are the one who's depicting reality.
אבל סך הכל מה הוא רוצה להגיד? שבכל מקום מה שאנחנו רואים,
wherever we see for against spirituality that are bringing us closer or further from spirituality, giving us darkness or light in our lives, it all comes from none else besides him, which is done by the Creator in order to evoke all kinds of feelings, understandings that are opposite one another. Because specifically through a thing and its opposite, I begin to become more sophisticated, refined, and then I'll be able to come to understanding and recognition of all kinds of such impressions from creation in which I will be able to reveal the Creator. Because I reveal the Creator from something that is opposite him, which is why I come out of, I've created the evil inclination, from the evil inclination, and develop it to come to the good inclination, to the extent in which my evil inclination clothes the good inclination. To that extent, I begin to feel the Creator according to the degree of equivalence. Now, all of these things he's explained to us, the extent in which they all come, also in bad, where I feel them, also in good, I accept them always from the Creator only, from the same source. And in Gematria, before the wicked. That is, in such a way, we attain spirituality, and altogether, the things that we attain from a thing and its opposite. And that's how we advance. Meaning our entire feeling needs to be built on from darkness and light, light and darkness. And in that contrast between those two states, we begin to feel our reality and to find our way around in it. Petah Tikva 25. Rav, how can I tell myself there's no one else besides him in everything if I hear that there's also free choice? So there are states that you're not allowed to say that there's no one else besides him, and I have to say that it's my mistake that I did something? Are you going back to your stuckedness there again? And you have to nevertheless try to attribute everything to the Creator. And that He gives you an opportunity to straighten out your intellect and to say that there's none else besides Him comes from Him. That's the beginning of my whole attitude towards reality. and all of reality is the Creator, and I, who receives now from the Creator the connection, I need to know how I, through reality, connect to that source, to the Creator, which is none else besides Him.
Can I ask one thing more, Rob?
Well,
what to do? What is free choice then?
Free choice is in every single thing to try and find the Creator.
So, to make a summary, with all our problems, we can focus them and sort them out to two. What weakens us and tells us there we have no power to reach the goal, or those that relate to the goal as unimportant. So, one time it's with respect to us, the other time with respect to the Creator. What to do? If we're gonna go and argue and try to see what's yes and what's not, and we are wrong. Because we ourselves are not neutral, we have no power, no mind to do this. If we had, then of course we would, but we mustn't forget that we are literally nothing, and we have no spiritual power, and not even corporeal power, in fact. So we only have really one thing. Not agree with these questions, this proof even that there's nothing to do, that you should stay a beast like all your neighbors, and just stay this way until you die, and, you know, like the rest, like all the rest. No, I nevertheless continue. First of all, I disagree to be a beast. I want to keep going above reason. The Creator is high above all. He chose me and my group out of everyone, and we have to be connected between us and with Him. That's it. To shut our eyes, just like we're in a small ship in a raging ocean, stormy ocean, let's tie ourselves to it and go through everything and go through it quickly. Let the Creator govern the steps you take. Only be concerned about what's up to you, which is your connection with the friends and with the Creator. This is called Israel. The light and the Creator are one. I have to connect with the group and with the Creator in the group and see and depict this thing as clearly as possible, as strongly unified as possible, as one thing. And all the rest, what else do I have to do in life? You see how the Creator lets us see, especially today, that our life is really worthless. Whatever you do, this way, that way, the other way, you see, great people, small people, rich, poor, wise, or dumb, it's all the same. Everyone sits at home and is waiting like a dog in a doghouse. When can I come out? And so we can do this, especially that our spiritual work has nothing to do with distance. We don't need to be 2 meters distant from each other or less. We can hug each other virtually and achieve a feeling of one heart and discover the Creator there. So all the complaints of spies, of Og and Moshan and all those things, it doesn't matter. we can advance, and especially now. Today, we have a special date. Tomorrow is the last day of Passover. Tomorrow night, we are studying in the middle of the night, Israel in Israel time. And we'll also have a lesson together during that night. And let's just strengthen ourselves. Let's use both the spiritual time and the corporeal time. It doesn't matter how much they are equal within us. What's important is that we have a reason, we have an opportunity to grow stronger between us. Money, honor, power, knowledge, whatnot. What's important is to nevertheless try to throw everything away so as to remain in this corporeal life where it's neither condemned nor praised, more or less necessities. And in spiritual matters, grab as much as you can, the group, if you have it, and the teacher, of course, and the creator, as much as possible. You've got nothing else. It's like Rabbi Akiva says, I was in the stormy ocean, and I didn't know how to save myself. I caught a log, and I held on to it and lowered my head, and that took me to shore, to safety. That's it. So, you know, coming to all, reaching all these unique, special things, it's very simple. Lower your head, and after you bow your head, look at what you've got. You're 10, and that's it. What's the problem?
About a friend in the 10. To see the 10 friends in the 10 corrected, is that considered the exodus from Egypt?
Of course. If I see them corrected, to that extent, I can already reveal the Creator that's among them. There's a difference. There is. To the measure to which the friends in my eyes are corrected, and the measure to which the Creator in my eye, the friends in my eyes are connected, the extent to which these friends become as one body, and that this one body receives such a form called Creator. It's called, may the name of the Lord be upon you. Then have I reached the good state. If I see the group as entirely connected, then it all gives me a feeling of that this is the Creator in person, His quality presented by the friends in their connection.
No.
Скажите, есть ли разница, когда десятка просит Творца за обиду?
Is there a difference when the 10 is asking for the connection of the entire 10 or for a specific friend in the 10?
Of course there's a difference. There's this and there's that. Sometimes we have to ask for the friend that is in a certain state, suppose, in order to help him. But usually we ask for the entire 10, for it to be connected, gathered together, for the Creator to take care of it, arrange it, for it to be such that in the connection between all the friends, it will generate the image of the Creator. As it says, Tumunat Hashem Yabit, the image of the Creator. How can I know who the Creator is, feel Him? How can I understand His qualities? What is He? Who is He? As a result of the connection, the type of connection between the friends, the relationship between them, from that I start saying, oh, this is the Creator. When I look at them, this is really what I see. Try. It's worth...
the feeling of the friends in their corrected state.
Each and every one in particular, and all of us together, until we will reach a state where we will have a common feeling. And this is according to the clothing of the Creator in us. The Creator, He doesn't exist. It's not some kind of reality that exists outside of us, but that once we start connecting, then our connection, it gives birth to this essence called Bo'o'e, come and see. Us. The world's a golem, a dummy. We have to start feeling, how do we build the new society gradually through these connections? How do we build a new society around the planet, on the screen? Instead of 30 groups, I want to see 3,000 groups. That all the walls will be full of groups and groups and groups. This is what I want to see. And this is how we live. Not that I see the faces or something, but that I will see the connection, that I'll be able to draw a graph of connection for myself until it reaches a state that we approach the revelation of Mount Sinai and the Creator, until we approach the state of Mount Sinai, and that we're approaching the revelation of the Creator and everything, and that this is how it is. And the world, it's really confused. No one knows what to do. Governments don't know what to do. And people... and, you know, even those that previously used to curse and had the power to do and influence, they don't have the power to do it now. Where are all those influencers now? And you'll see the blows that the Chinese will get, that they want to profit and benefit off everything that's going on now. The virus will arrange everything. The virus will arrange everything. And therefore, the only thing that we have to be concerned with is the connection. To stabilize our organization. There is no Petach Tikva. There is the world organization, that this is how it is built all around the world, that this is how we want to build it correctly, and this is how we'll advance. And it already has to start now. We went already several weeks went by with all the confusions and getting organized and everything, so now we have to start building ourselves. And this way, we're not waiting for the corona to end or for anything else. We're not dictating to the Creator what He has to do. We use what He gives us in order to build ourselves as a system, as a single group in which the Creator is revealed. And this will be our reality. That's reality. the reality that we need to come to. And so we're not waiting for anything. What will, won't happen with the corona quarantine or not, 2 or 10 meters from each other, that doesn't bother us. Focus group.
What is
What does it mean in our state to run out of Egypt hastily?
Hastily, it means that the only way that you can escape Egypt is in haste. When I escape myself in haste into the world group that I want to integrate there without mind, without heart, without nothing, just to be among them, that's it. Their mind, their feelings, their everything. This is what I want. And the only thing of mine that is integrated in them is my